Did you know that meditation can lead to less stress, lower depression, and better sleep? Download the Abide app to find your place of peace.
When you do good things, do you ever do them in order to tell other people about them? Well, all of us have had moments when we wanted to show off in one way or another, even something spiritual, so that other people would see and be impressed by us. Look no further than social media. I have a friend who has confessed to me that she often spends more time taking an Instagram photo of the verse she is reading than she does actually reading the verse. Nothing wrong with checking in from church on social media, but what is your true motive? Well, Jesus says that motives matter. There is a spiritual economy at play here. If you do good deeds, you may get a reward regardless of the state of your heart. But if your motives are wrong, your reward will be cheap. You may get what you want to be admired by others, but it's like a plastic trophy compared to what God has in store for you. So what are your motives, and which prize do you choose? The approval of others or of God? Well, join me as we meditate, reflect, and pray about our motives from Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. But first, join me in a time of opening prayer. Dear loving and forgiving and merciful, grace-filled Father, today is hard. Help me open my heart to your truth. Examine me in my ways. Expose any motivations I have for self-glory at the expense of your glory. Any motivation I have to show my righteousness and not yours. I offer and pray this in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior, and my Lord. Amen. You know, it's interesting. We can even meditate and pray with the wrong motives, can't we? Maybe out of manipulation, impure hearts, or for others to see us praying. So let's begin there. Meditation on motivations. Today, find some time to be alone. No eyes watching you today. No posting selfies of you meditating. As we begin, first posture your body before God as He postures and stills and focuses your motivations on Him. Now breathe deeply and slowly as you imagine shifting your focus from yourself and your glory to Him and His perfect glory. Focus and center on God and Him as the source of all glory during this time now with Him in meditation. Now, with your eyes closed, continue to breathe deeply and hold it for a moment today. Then exhale any feelings blocking you from experiencing Him today, encountering Him. Offer your confession to Him and thank Him for His unending love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness during this cleansing time. God is a righteous God, a God worthy of our singular praise. Focus and center on that as you listen carefully to Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. It's a short passage, but what stood out to you? Which word, or image, or thought? Listen again carefully. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. What is God telling you through the thoughts that he just gave you? Well, let those thoughts from his word be your prayer to him now, in this moment of quiet, reflective, and sacred meditation. Be still there for another moment. Find margin in the midst of your chaos today. Listen carefully as God opens and softens your heart. Consider what ways that you may be practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. Something may come to mind quickly, or you may need to take some more time, but it's there. Be still in quiet meditation. In confession, what are ways that you are practicing your righteousness before other people? With eyes still closed, listen again as I read from Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Be very careful not to do your good deeds publicly to be seen by men. Otherwise, you will have no reward prepared and waiting you with your Father who is in heaven. What did you hear this time? Where did the Spirit take you? Something affirming and deeper? Or something new and fresh? Well, drive those thoughts of his love and his glory and his righteousness deeper into your mind as you meditate. It says to be very careful not to do your good deeds publicly. This translation added the word very careful. The reason is the word careful in Greek is prosecho, where we get prosecutus or prosecute. Not only to be careful, but be aware, cautious, and devoting yourself to paying attention to whether you do this. It's that important. It's easy to understand not showing off bad things in front of others, but what are good deeds that you may do that you enjoy receiving attention for? This is important. Reflect now on maybe even those good deeds that you do to garner the attention of others. The passage ends with a reminder that if your motivations are wrong, then you will have no reward prepared and waiting you with your Father who is in heaven. You will get a like or share on Facebook, but there's so much more waiting if your motives are pure before God. I want you to meditate on that emotion. How do you feel getting a like or a share or a retweet? Have you replaced the eternal confirmation of God with the fleeting rush from social affirmation? Once again, Let this be a time of deeper meditation and perhaps confession. Listen one and final time as I read and you reflect on Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. When you do good deeds, don't try to show off. If you do, you won't get a reward from your Father in heaven. There are several passages in Scripture that remind us further of Jesus' teaching about motivations. Close your eyes as I read from Matthew chapter 23, as he tells those of us following him to not be like those who pile heavy burdens on people's shoulders without lifting a finger to help, or those who do everything just to show off in front of others, or show off their big Bibles and worn journals and highlighted passages for everyone to see, or like those who love the best seats at church so everyone can see they're there, or those that like to be greeted by their own church titles. Okay, ouch. Did any of that sting? Well, keep your eyes closed and meditation, reflection, and confession. Are you any of those people? Join me now in a time of closing prayer. Dear God, people look at the outside, but you look at the heart. You care much more about the state of our souls than you do about any good deeds that we do. You are mighty, and you do not need us to accomplish your work here on earth. But you use us anyway, because in your grace, you gave us a purpose. So search my heart, dear God. And check my motives. Change me so that the work I do is for your glory and your name, not mine. Help me to see more value in what you have to offer than what other people have to offer in the form of admiration. I offer and pray this in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior and my Lord. Amen. As we end our time together, slowly open your eyes. But again, don't let the world and your to-do list back in too quickly. Open your heart here today for him to examine you all day. Exposing motivations. Motivations that focus on you and not him. Search for them today. All day. And I hope that pursuit brings you peace that lasts all throughout your day and your life. As you consistently meditate, reflect, pray, and abide in Christ.
Thanks for listening to this Abide meditation. For more biblical meditations that encourage regular, relevant, and transforming connection with Jesus, download the Abide app today.